This is an area of great contention, and one that will certainly be scrutinised by the revenue when carrying out a future employer compliance inspection, or PAYE audit. The revenue will consider whether the payment is in reality contractual. Again, seeking to examine the appropriate documentation that I talked about earlier. The contract of employment, the staff handbook, if there is one, and the engagement and termination letters, as well as the board minutes and any other meeting minutes which relate to the award of the termination payment. The Revenue's Employment Handbook explains that the exemption in Section 401 applies where the employee is entitled only to notice, but the employer fails or refuses to give that notice. The guidance says that Section 62 ITPA 2003 applies. In other words, the payment is taxable if the terms and conditions of the employment are the source of the payment, or if there is a custom or practice of making such payments. The revenue view is that if the employer always makes payments in lieu of notice, or if a payment in lieu of notice is paid as an automatic response to the ending of the employment or office, then it is an emolument and fully liable to income tax and Class 1 NICs. This again goes back to the point that it may not be contractual, but if it is habitual, customary, automatic, it's an emolument. You may want to read Tax Bulletin 63, where the revenue gave further guidance on the point. Any reference in the contract of employment to an employer having discretion to make a payment in lieu of notice will undoubtedly be pounced upon by the revenue officers. The revenue still maintain the view that the case of EMI Group Electronics versus Caldicott is its authority for taxing discretionary payments in lieu of notice. This is despite the fact that a later employment law case, Cerberus versus Rowley Software, indicated that discretionary payments were not automatically contractual. And indeed, Tax Bulletin 63 gives further guidance on the revenue on this point, but it is a point that needs to be looked at carefully, not just accepting discretionary payments are taxable. The revenue will normally accept that a pylon is non-contractual and not a taxable emolument if the contract provides only for a specified notice period, such as a week or one or more months. If the employee is not allowed to work that notice period, then providing there's no provision in the contract for a payment in lieu of notice, that payment will be regarded as damages and should be tax-free within the £30,000 Section 401 exemption limit. Okay, I want to stay on the subject of payment in lieu of notice, but again, come back to the point about what's in a name. I find in practice that many employers, in deciding to enhance a termination payment for an employee, will, in addition to giving them their contractual entitlement and perhaps statutory redundancy payments, will make a payment that they describe as an additional 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, payment in lieu of notice. If it's not a payment in lieu of notice, we shouldn't be having an argument with the revenue about whether it's a contractual payment in lieu of notice. I'll come back to the point when I look at redundancy payments. Now, another form of payment in lieu of notice is described as garden leave payments. Garden leave is normally where the employer gives the employee notice, and for some reason, perhaps concern about the employee's attitude, or that the employee is leaving to go to a competitor, that employee or director may be sent home for a period of garden leave. However, the employee continues to be employed by the company, and the garden leave payments are still earnings, and PAYE income tax and Class 1 national insurance contributions should continue to be deducted in the normal way. This is because the employer director is continuing to be paid under the original contract of employment.